This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
What is your job translated into medieval times? Surgeons, you were barbers. Maybe I, the radio guy, was a town crier, perhaps? In Britain, they're reviving the post of town crier to bring people back into beleaguered shopping districts hit hard by online competition. The latest to do so is Salisbury, England, where retailers are facing an additional problem. Remember that nerve agent attack earlier this year that killed a person and critically hurt two? It's been hurting the local economy, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
The poisonings have taken their toll on tourism in this beautiful cathedral city. Many shops have suffered, including Sophie McDonald's clothing store.
We've lost quite a lot of money through the whole Novichok situation.
Fewer tourists coming in?
Definitely. Our sales have dropped a lot since this happened, probably a bit more than half.
But the city is fighting back, and its weapon of choice, tradition. This is the latest British city to revive the stentorian post of town crier.
Good citizens of Salisbury, as your elected town crier...
Wearing knee breeches and buckled shoes, the crier, working part-time, will bring colour to the streets and boost the battered confidence in the city, says Councillor Joe Broome.
Part of his role will be to shout out all the good things and all the reasons that people need to come and see us and support us.
A lively procession with loud music and magnificent costumes will weave its way.
The crier will also announce individual store promotions, the aim to drum up business for the city.
Have fun, ladies and gentlemen. Dig deep within your pockets.
But, says the new crier, Jeff Hutchby, the basic message is that Salisbury is safe.
At the moment, if people think of Salisbury, they think of the attacks. But there is no reason to fear coming here.
And he should know. He's a police officer by profession. Salisbury's taking no chances. But not everyone thinks Jeff's loud enough for the new job. Here's John, who runs a flower stall in Salisbury Market.
Coming any four bunches there for fiver. Look, over £13 worth of flowers for fiver. I've got a louder voice than the town crier. Coming, you miserable lot. Look, there are one from each section there for fiver.
If decibels can do the trick, Salisbury retailers should flourish again. In Salisbury, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.